I'm Arvin Polis, the president of IABC Edmonton. We're at the Union Bank Inn, and we've just finished the PD session with Jared Smith from Insight Marketing. Jared, tell me about the crux of your presentation today.
Generally, my presentation was about how there are significant trends in the marketplace today that are changing the way consumers, buyers, and receivers of communication do business and make decisions.
Something that I heard as a very strong point is the power of relationships. Tell me about this.
Well, one of the things that we think is important for communicators is to think about the outcome of communication. And one of the things that's valuable for our clients is relationships in everything that they do with their employees, stakeholders, clients. And communication needs to be a force that helps to create and sustain really valuable relationships.
Now, you mentioned that great ads are not necessarily great, and that there's really the issue of trust. Tell me about these two issues and how they play off against each other.
Well, the challenge with great ads and great creative is that there's so much of it out there, and the competition to be the next greatest is extremely steep. As a result of that, people are kind of socialized to that norm, and nothing really impresses us as much as it used to. So great ads don't necessarily provide for the same kind of outcome that they used to. The other thing that's important related to that is that people don't necessarily trust ads the same way that they trust people or connections or ultimately experience.
Well, one of the things that I heard you say was that relationships and referrals are more important.
Exactly. I mean, you think about your own buying behavior. As a part of the research phase, what you're trying to do is accumulate trust and confidence in order to make a decision. And the best thing that can help you accumulate that are the people in your network. So often we'll go to the people in our network that we trust for information as a part of that research phase. So communicators need to understand that that is happening and that they can actually use communication to help create that.
Okay, so as marketing communication people or as corporate communication people, I think I hear you saying that we can use some of the mass media techniques maybe to establish some baseline of awareness, but we need to do other more personal things to establish the trust.
Exactly. And those personal things can be related to the experience. It could be generating a culture of timeliness, a culture of appreciation, etc. But really, it's about that experience. That will be a creator of trust. It will also be help you establish referral partners to help purvey the word.
For instance, you had mentioned that don't tell me you have great customer service. Show me you have great customer service. Don't ever say it.
Exactly. I mean, when we hear somebody say, we have great customer service, A, we've heard everybody say that, and B, a lot of people have not followed through on it, so we tend not to even trust it. However, if our experience is one where there's great customer service, that's valuable to us. It'll be an instigator of additional word of mouth.
To me, one of your very quotable quotes today was, experience trumps everything.
Exactly. And think about your own experience in things like restaurants. You walk in, the environment, the service, the food, all of that relates to experience, and that will trump any communication that you've had in advance or after the experience.
Very briefly, your thoughts again on surveys.
Surveys generally, I think, can be difficult in terms of how their effectiveness. And the reason for that is they don't necessarily get to the heart of the matter. And so surveying is important, but one of the formats that we think is valuable is more of an interview format where you're asking questions and probing for the true heart of the answer.
So kind of like focus groups then, but you had said don't let them get too big.
Don't let focus groups get too big because then they won't feel intimate and it'll be, again, more of a kind of corporate environment survey. As long as the people can fit in a car, I think that's a good size for a focus group.
In a nutshell, Jared, what is our role as communicators in this regard?
Ultimately, communicators need to help establish trust. So that's what we're trying to do. That's the outcome. Communicators need to use communication as a tool to build trust.
And trust can be established corporately?
Yes, it can, through individuals.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Jared.
Okay, thank you.